or yeah, something
there
like
was,
that?
Yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, I work a lot with an engineer producer guy called David Ussier.
David, yeah. Sorry.
And David was in a really interesting group called Y Fronts.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, I just think he's the best engineer in the world, this guy.
I heard what you did with Speed Caravan.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do anything with Speed Caravan.
No, yeah, I read that you were watching him working, actually.
I wasn't supposed to work on that album. But what he did was he got me to talk on the version of Chemical Brothers track.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke on it. But that was all I did.
Okay.
I did a little bit of voice editing. I was in the studio with him quite a bit of the time, but that's him and Medi's project completely. It's a really interesting record. But yeah, I worked with David quite a lot, and worked with some people at Issy Dyer, which wasn't really electro. But I mean, one of the reasons that I was happy to work in France was because of the voice is much more important in French music than it is in English music.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, you always put the voice so loud. I mean, it's just, it must be important, surely. I'm not saying it's relevant necessarily, but
okay.
But what I saw that as a challenge, because I didn't really want the voice to be that loud, mm-hmm. because the music just becomes quite small. So I try to sort of make the voice completely understandable, because that's really what they want. They want to be able to understand the words, but not have it so loud in the mix. So that was always a really interesting challenge, and I really like French voices. I mean, I like the idea that the voice is important, and it was always good fun. I did an album with Jean Balibar.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her last album that she released on Naive, David and I did that, which was interesting as well. I mean, she's a great actress, and she's an interesting singer. I did Valérie Mercier's album.
Valérie Mercier, yeah.
Very first album. Yeah.
Okay.
With Bergala.
Bertrand Bergala. Yeah.
Because I used to work a lot with Bertrand.
Yeah, he's quite an interesting character.
He is a very interesting character. Well, he was part. The reason I met Bertrand was because he was part of Lieback.
Yeah, okay. Lieback, yeah.
And so, obviously, I was working for Mute at that time, and so Bertrand was in London when Lieback were in London, so I met Bertrand and got on quite well with him. And invited me to Paris quite a lot. And I nearly did a really good album with him, but I didn't do it in the end. Jade Vio album. Jade Vio?
Ah, Jade Vio.
And I was really, really upset that I didn't mix that album.
It's good.
It's a really great album. I think Gilles Martin did it. Gilles was really good anyway, so it's okay. But, I had a really good time living in Paris, and it was really important in the stage that I was in my life that I wasn't in England. And I did Lojo as well. That was hilarious.